好，谢谢谢谢，弟兄你们请坐。
Thank you, everybody. Please have a seat.
哇，每次我来到这里，我真是被你们震撼到了。
Every time I come here, I'm so touched by all of you.
那你看着我穿着，我知道我是从东岸来的。
So just seeing what I'm wearing, you can tell that I'm from the East Coast.
我下次要知道我来到不同的地方。
Next time I know if I come here, I gotta wear something different.
而且特别谢谢每次我来这里，我就跟维中牧师说，我们能够全家一起敬拜。
And a special thanks to Pastor Kathy. Whenever I'm here, we can always have a whole family worship.
今天又让我震撼到了。
So today was another such experience.
特别谢谢孩子们、年轻人今天跟我们一起进入，我们再一次欢迎他们。
And a big thank you to all the kids and all the young folks today.
特别今天我们要一起来分享我和我家的信息。
So today we'll be talking about as for me and my family.
如果孩子不在，那如何讲呢
？If your kids aren't here, how are we supposed to listen to this message?
好，我们一起来读我们要来读约书亚记24:14-15.
Let's take a look at Joshua 24:14-15.
我的 Bible reader 请上来。来 Luke and William and Grace and Natalia. Lady first, 你们先用中文来读，好吧？来，他们要用中文。
现在你们要敬畏耶和华，诚心实意地侍奉他，将你们列祖在大河那边和在埃及所侍奉的神除掉，去侍奉耶和华。若是你们以侍奉耶和华为不好，今日就可以选择所要侍奉的，是你们列祖在大河那边所侍奉的神呢？是你们所住在这地的亚摩利人的神呢？至于我和我家，我们必定侍奉耶和华。
英文的。OK, come. Oh, still. Oh, 站在边边，站在边边。OK, 好，换你们。
Now therefore fear the Lord and serve him in sincerity and in faithfulness. Put away the gods that your fathers served beyond the river and in Egypt, and serve the Lord. And if it is evil in your eyes to serve the Lord, choose this day whom you will serve, whether the gods your fathers served in the region beyond the river, or the god of the Ammonites in whose land you dwell. But as for me and my house, we will serve the Lord.
Okay, wow, 谢谢，我们再次掌声，谢谢了。Okay,
let's give another big round of applause for our kids today.
All right, okay, wow. 好，我们再次低头祷告。
Let's pray once again.
天父，谢谢你让我们今天能够全家一起来敬拜。
Father, we thank you for allowing us to have our entire families here today to worship you.
请你给耶稣亚这样的心智，今天也放在我们当中。
All the grace that Jesus brought to the earth, let's put it among us today as well.
让我们一起学习耶稣亚。我们至于我和我家，我们必定侍奉耶和华。
May we learn from Joshua. As for me and my house, we will serve the Lord.
奉主耶稣基督圣名。
In Jesus' name.
Amen.
Amen.
你认识约书亚？约书亚是谁
？But do you know Joshua? Who was Joshua?
我要18岁以下的举手来回答。
Can somebody under the age of 18? Can somebody tell me who was Joshua?
Anything happened to Joshua?
约书亚发生了什么样的事情？
他是谁？有没有？来，不要客气，不要客气。约书亚
，Who was Joshua？
你想到约书亚想到什么
？Who can tell us who was Joshua？ What do you think of when you think of Joshua？
好，来，请说。什么？大声一点没关系。父母帮他说。什么？带领以色列人进迦南。Yes。
He led the Israelites into the land of Canaan。
OK， 来，你帮我发一下。OK。还有没有？还有没有
？Anybody else？
我可以下来吗？来，还有谁？好，什么？约书亚什么？摩西的继承人 ，Very good。
The successor of Moses。
还有呢？还有呢
？Anybody else？
后面有一个来。 耶稣啊，你想到什么？ Come on， 还有呢？这里哈什么？
Enter the promised land.
Enter the promised land. Yes.
进入到应许之地。
还有呢？哦，打哎哦哦，来哦什么
？Young generation.
Yes. Okay.
带领年轻一代。
The general who led the Israelites, to fight against the Canaanites.
Which city? Yeah, Entire. Oh, yeah. 他们打败迦南，特别是哪一个城市？很有名的 ，Marching Jericho。OK， 哇、wow ！
带领以色列人的将军来攻占耶利哥城。
好，好谢谢谢谢哈、啊，谢谢子如雪老师还有父母，你们都教得很好啊。
Thank you to all the parents because you've done an amazing job teaching your kids。
还有子如雪老师也要谢谢他们。Sunday school teacher also。
And also the Sunday school teachers of course、
啊。OK。所以加约书亚我们都很熟悉。
So we're very familiar with Joshua.
但是在今天的经文我们只是读到最后是他要离开这个世界之前。
But the passage we're going to talk about today is the end of his life.
那事实上 这是一个他最后的讲章。
This was actually the final chapter.
在二十四章一开始的时候他提到了他们他们的先祖在大河那边原来是侍奉别的神的。
At the beginning of this chapter, it talks about their ancestors have actually worshipped other gods at the river.
那是神拯救了他们的。
But God then saved them.
拯救他们，然后你从三节到十三节，一直看到是神自己的作为。我将你，我将你，我将你。
But then through verses 3-13, we can see that God personally.Has many actions here. I gave, I took, I sent.
所以当我们看到最后约书亚他有这样的宣告的时候，你要看到最前面是因为他认识领受到神在他身上的拯救。
So we can see that Joshua was able to declare at the very end because he had experienced God's salvation from the beginning.
如果没有前面那些拯救，我们没办法到最后有这样的宣告。
Without all that salvation from the beginning, he would not be able to declare God's name at the end.
我曾经试过，我有机会，我有很多机会，我都想去一些圣经里面所提到的地方去旅游。
I love going to places that the Bible mentions to travel.
哦，特别看到你们今天，你今天有组团到以色列。
Just like I saw today that we'll be having a trip to Israel.
把握机会啊
！So make sure to take that chance.
刚刚提到那个大河其实是幼发拉底河。
So the river that I mentioned is actually the Euphrates River.
哎，我去年我就到了幼发拉底河去了。
Last year I took a trip to the Euphrates River.
啊，你今天还是可以去那里的。
And you can go this year too.
哦，很多地方你记得，这样你在读圣经的时候，那些地名就不再是地名。你说有一天我要去那里。
So when you read the Bible and you see these location names, you can think to yourself, someday I will go there as well.
圣经这个你在读圣经的时候就是变成 3D 的了。
That way, when you read the Bible, it comes to life.
当我们知道神拯救我们的时候，我们才知道神不单拯救我们，他也呼召我们去侍奉他。
So here we can see that God does not just save us; He also calls us to serve Him.
所以十四节他说现在。现在你们要敬畏耶和华，诚心实意的侍奉他。
So now in verse 14 it says, "Now therefore fear the Lord and serve Him in sincerity."
所以就是当我们认识神拯救我们，神又赐给我们所有的一切，带领到美好的迦南地的时候，我们才知道我们现在要服侍他。
So God saved us and He brought us to this amazing land of Canaan. So then we know that, okay, now our mission is to serve Him.
因为有这样的背景，才回到我们刚刚所读的很长很熟悉的约书亚说。至于我和我家，我们必定侍奉耶和华。
So with all of that background, that way, that's why Joshua can make that declaration. As for me and my family, we will serve the Lord.
而且他是给以色列一个选择题的。
And he actually gave the Israelites an option.
他是让他们来选的。
He gave them a choice.
但是他说你们可以选别的，可是至于我和我家。
He told them, you can do what you like, but as for me and my family.
Wow.他是以色列首领，可是他能做的就是他和他的家庭。
He was the leader of the Israelites, but his control was over him and his family.
而且感谢主，他没有只有说我怎么样，他是说我和我的家。
And thank the Lord that he didn't just say, I will do this and that. He said, me and my family will do this. 我觉得很多时候我们华人很多时候就忘记了我们还有家。A lot of times us as Chinese people, we forget that we have a family.
你知道这个大禹治水的故事吧?
Do you know the story of you controlling the great flood?
我们常常说大禹治水有13年,他有三次过家门,怎么样?不入,然后这是好还是坏?可是我们说,哇,他功而忘失,太好了!
So the legend says that of the 13 years that Yu was trying to control the great flood, he passed his house 3 times, but he never went in. So do you think that's a good thing or a bad thing? We often celebrate this, but is it really something that's to be celebrated?
所以很多时候我们甚至在服侍的时候，我们在工作的时候，我们也说：“哎呀，我是在服侍啊！”所以好几次家门你过的都不入了。
A lot of times while we're working, or maybe while we're serving in church, we may figuratively pass our own house, but we say, "Oh, we're serving the Lord. We're working. We're busy. I can't go in."
以为家庭跟我们的服侍好像是有冲突的。
We seem to think that our families and our service in the church.Are at odds with each other.
但是相反的，与许多人这样的错误观念是不对的，因为家庭不是事工的障碍，它是事工的工具。
But that is a misconception because family is not an obstacle to our service, but it's a tool that we can use in our service of the Lord.
甚至神的工作也是透过家庭来完成它。你要生养众多，遍满全地，为神来管理这地的。
God's works flowed through the family as well. He told Adam and Eve to make lots of children and to cover the land.
其实我是被神管教以后，我才看到，才学习到这个真理的。
So this was something that God showed me. It wasn't until then that I started realizing this truth.
所以我们要看到我们的家就好像是一个大，我们是大使，我们的家就好像是神国的大使馆。
So we are like an ambassador.And our families are like
an embassy.
Are like an embassy for God on the earth.
所以人家到了我们家的时候，就好像看到神的国度在这里掌权的。
So seeing our family should be like seeing the kingdom of God on earth.
同样的，教会是所有的家庭在一起的。来到教会的时候，人家看到神的国度在这里彰显的。
Just like the church is that collection of all those families together, and this is where God's kingdom is on earth.
所以我们要今天要看到我们。家和宣教和服侍神不仅是相容的，而且是彼此互相支持的。
So not only are our obligations to our family and our church missions compatible, they are mutually supportive together.
所以全家在事工中团结，为新一代事工提供的最好的跳板。
So a household that's united in ministry is the perfect launch pad for this new generation of ministry.
所以感谢主，让我们在这个周末特别看到家庭，让今天我们一起聚会的时候，让我们再重新看到神对家庭的心意。
So praise the Lord that today in our worship service today, we saw the heart of the Father in our families.
那我们要看看到底约书亚说我和我家是如何来侍奉耶和华呢？
So when Joshua says me and my family, what exactly does he mean?
第一个，我们要看到家是我们第一个宣教工厂。
So number one, our family is the first mission field.
很多时候我们宣教都是想到远方的未得之民，对不对
？Many times when we think of missions, we think of someplace far, far away.
可是常忘记了我们的家人也是我们宣教的对象，特别是我们的下一代。
But we often forget that our families are somebody's that we can initiate our mission to.
所以我们都知道大使命说你们要去使万民做我的门徒。
So we know that the Great Commission says you need to go and make nations disciples of all nations.
不要忘记了这个万民也包括我们自己的下一代啊。
Don't forget that all nations includes our own kids.
而且这个你看到使徒行传或者圣经里面提到当福音临到一个人的时候常常是临到一个家庭。
We often see in the Bible that when the gospel makes its way into the hearts of people, it often goes into the entire family.
Lydia, 吕迪亚是在欧洲第一个信主的基督徒。
Lydia was the first believer in Europe.
然后圣经这样说，她和她一家都领了洗。
And the Bible says that she was baptized and her household was as well.
我今年才去的拜访了吕迪亚受洗的地方。
I actually went to visit.The place where Lydia was baptized this year.
就在腓立比外面一点点啊。
right outside of Philippi.
然后呢，第二个那个保罗在腓立比的时候，他被关了。然后那个发生的那个地震，对，那禁足和他的家也信了主了。
So when Paul was in Philippi, he was in prison, and then the earthquake, and then he got released. Everybody knows that story. But then afterwards, the guard became a believer as well, and he was saved. His entire family was saved.
所以看到没有，神有这个心，不是只是呼召一个人信主，要全家一起信主。
So God's heart is not just for individuals, but for the entire family.
我也去拜访了这个。保罗他在腓立比被关的监狱。
I also went to pay a visit to the prison that Paul was in Philippi.
所以好好读圣经，好好存钱，下次度假的时候就去看一看这些地方。
So read the Bible, save up your money, and the next time you can take a trip there as well.
提洛书也提到，就是说要选长老执事的时候，他的儿女也要信主的。
So Titus, the book of Titus also says, when you're choosing an elder for the church, their children must be believers as well.
所以让我们再次看到神的眼光都不是 individual, 不是个人的，而是全家的。
So the God's eyes are not on the individuals, but he's looking at the entire family.
能知道提多是被派到哪里去服宣教的吗？
Do we know where Titus was sent on a mission?
克里特岛。
To Crete.
我也去了。
I went there as well.
哇，所以你看这些地方都可以去参观旅游学习的。
So you see, all these locations in the Bible are ready for you to pay a visit.
所以我们要看到撒旦不惧怕，只是在这种文字上的宣告。撒旦怕的就是当神的荣耀、神的话在神的这个上帝的婚姻和家庭中具体的被实现出来。
So Satan doesn't fear a religion that just writes stuff on a stone wall or even people who are preaching that word. But what Satan fears, what he dreads, is when that word becomes living word and is tangible context in a marriage and in a family.
所以如何服侍第一个先家庭是我们的宣教的工厂。
So how do we serve? Number one, our families are our mission target, first and foremost.
第二个，我们可以在家里也可以宣教。
Second, how to do missions at home.
你看到很多时候在圣经里面也提到，教会不只是在这个建筑里面，而是在家里面。
So the Bible often says that a church is not just in this building, but it's in our household, in our families as well.
事实上，教会从来不是指 building， 教会是一群属神的人。
A church has never referred to a building, but actually a whole grouping together.
而且就是说，很多时候在那个是他们很多是在聚会是在家中来进行的。
In fact, a lot of the early church meetings were in households, in families.
我也去过以色列，不，土耳其去参观那个启示录的七教会。
I've also been to Turkey, one of the seven churches of Revelation, mentioned in Revelation.
每到一个地方的很多团员就会问导游说：“教会在哪里呢？”
Many times, wherever we go, different locations, a lot of the tourists in our tour group would ask the tour guide, so where is the church?
你到以弗所，以弗所第一长老会在哪里呢？
They go to Ephesia, they ask, where was that first elder meeting? Where was that first elder's church?
以前根本，而且那时候是被迫害的，根本你怎么可以挂招牌？没有这样的教堂。
You have to know they were under a lot of pressure at the time, so they couldn't even hang a sign for a church.
所以那时候他们都是在家里聚会的。
So they met in their households at the time.
所以这是我们去以弗所的那个参观的地方。
This is when I went to Ephesia.
保罗就在那个地方来宣讲好一年多的。
That's where Paul gave his sermon.
所以你看，所以呢，让我们看到家也是个宣可以来作为宣教的地方的工厂。
So we see that our families are a prime location for missions.
犹太人有一个很重要的事，就是要款待客人，就是把客人带回到家里面去。
An important part of Jewish tradition is hospitality, bringing guests into our homes.
你看到罗马书那里提到说，圣徒帮补要缺乏要帮补，客要一昧的款待。
In Romans it says contributing to the needs of saints and seeking to show hospitality.
所以这个在家里宣教款待客人是一个很重要的一个服事的方向。
So being hospitable to guests in our households is a very important part of Jewish tradition.
所以款待客人是犹太家庭的基本功能，这种做法也是教会希伯来传统的核心啊。
So that's why hospitality is such a fundamental function of the Jewish home. This practice is also central to the Hebrew church.
所以呢，下次全家也可以一起来接待一些宣教士，就到你的家里面去。
So I can encourage you to, as a family, welcome guests into your house.
哦，把一些未信主人的孩子、同学可以邀请到你的家里，你就跟他传福音啊。
Especially friends, relatives, kids that are not believers yet, you can welcome them into your home and tell them about the gospel.
那特别我跟孩子们说，如果有客人呢，你愿意空出你的房间做客房吗？
I've asked my kids, if we have a guest, are you willing to let the guest stay in your room?
William, would you, can you open up your room for guests?
William, 你愿意让你的房间让出来给客人吗？
好，下次来你们家住啊。
All right, I'll go visit you next time.
其实这些就是在教导我们的孩子服事啊。
This is how we teach our kids to serve.
哦，这个我女儿读大学的时候呢，我们家的感恩节都是全满的，感恩节的假期。
When my daughter was in college, every single Thanksgiving, it was a full house for us.
哇，他们的同学亲戚都来，然后他们的房间都空出来给客人住的。
Relatives, friends, everybody came, and at the time, they always let out their room for the guests to sleep in.
这是就全家可以一起服侍，一起宣教。
This is how we can serve together as a family.
第三，我们可以全家一起去宣教。
Number three, we can go on mission trips as a family.
很多时候，你看过去的这些宣教士，他们很伟大，他们到了很远、很危险的地方去宣教。
Many of these past missionaries, they were very great people. They go to these far-off places to do mission trips.
Oh, William Carey, 他号称是现代的宣教之父，可是呢，他却缺乏对自己家庭作为父亲的承诺。
So William Carey was known as the father of modern missions, even though this was such a great title, but he severely neglected his own family.
甚至我们很熟悉的格里汉牧师。
Even Billy Graham, who are very, we're very familiar with.
哇，他非常的成功，到处去开布道会。
He was a very successful missionary.
可是他的女儿这样说，他是在被单亲抚养长大的。
But his daughter said it felt like they were living in a single-parent household.
当你的父亲花更多的时间在别人身上的时候，他只好让他去，但是他觉得这个孩子，他们却没有顾到他们的孩子。
When your father is spending more time on others,What can you do? They're serving the Lord, but you just have to live with that pain.
甚至他的儿子葛培里，这个 Frank Gray 呢，他甚至写了一本书叫《造反有理，有理由的反叛》。
His son Franklin Graham actually even wrote a group, wrote a book saying "Rebel with a Cause."
因为他的父亲到处服侍，他就把他送到我们 Long Island 一个技术学校去了。
Because his father was all over the place doing mission trips, he sent his kids to a boarding school.
但是他就觉得他没有受到父亲的照顾，他就反叛了。
He felt that he never received that love from his father, so he became a rebellious kid.
所以求神帮助我们不要重复这样的错误，以为我们的服事就是要牺牲我们的家庭。
So let's not repeat those mistakes, thinking that our service to the Lord means we need to sacrifice our families.
特别是宣教。
Especially mission trips.
哇，大家可能也听过Wayne Chen 这个故事。
Many people might have heard of this story about Pastor Wayne Chen.
他原来在旧金山那里牧会很好的生活，可是他听了自己的讲道，所以全家就搬到很远的地方去宣教。
He led a very successful church in the San Francisco area, but because he actually listened to his own sermon, he pulled up his family, uprooted his whole family, and moved them to somewhere very far away.
你知道他带全家去哪里宣教吗？
You know where he went?
澳洲旁边的巴布亚纽几内亚，我都不会读了。
Where he uprooted his family to was somewhere right next to Australia called Papua New Guinea.
哇，那里没有网络，什么都没有的。
No internet, no nothing over there.
你会带你的孩子去吗
？Would you take your kids there?
哇，他在书里面提到，其实好几次他的孩子就生病了，遇到很多问题，可是他们还是全家一起去了。
He wrote in his book that many times his kids got sick, met with many different obstacles, but he still powered forward and brought his kids there.
所以或许我们可以全家一起来学习这些宣教士的故事。
So we can learn a lot from these missionary stories.
我们这几天有提到，教会可以有一些图书馆，然后来鼓励大家，特别孩子们来学习这些宣教英雄。
We've talked about these few days that the church can collect these as sort of a library so that our kids, our young folks, can learn from these missionary stories.
这是我们的宝藏啊。
This is a treasure for us.
这些英雄才是要被高举的，而不是这些电影明星啊，什么这些啊。
These are the people we need to hold in high regard and not those movie stars.
第二个，我们可以刚刚讲的全家来接待宣教士。
So we talked about the whole family being able to welcome missionaries.
全家一起为万国来祷告。
Our whole family together can pray for the nations.
有这些材料就可以，你每一个也可以定期的为每一个国家来为他们的福音来祷告。
We can pray together for each country one by one.
全家一起参与宣教的事工。
And a whole family participating in mission trips together.
特别今天我们要等一下，维东牧师也会来带。我们要特别为美国来祷告。
So later, Pastor Kathy will also lead us in prayer. We want to especially pray for the U.S.
不要忘记，美国今天也是要被宣教的对象。
Let's not forget that the U.S. is a target for missions as well.
美国才真的需要被复兴起来。
America, the U.S. needs that revival.
我感谢主，知道贵教会有很多马上就要出发，是以家庭为单位去宣教的。
So praise the Lord that our church has a lot of families that will be going on mission trips together very soon.
然后我们就借着这个机会来为这些家庭来宣教来祷告。
So we want to also take this opportunity to pray for those families.
好吧，请维中牧师来主持为这些家庭来
宣教。So can we welcome Pastor Kathy?
这个时候我就要邀请我们这次是广东组的所有要参加宣教的，可不可以请你们到台前来，用最快的速度，请你们到台前来，我们要来为他们来祷告。Yeah. 在我们的教会
Can we welcome our Cantonese cell group to the stage? They will be the primary ones going on this mission trip this year.
请们尽快到前头来。在我们的教会，我们非常鼓励全家一起出去宣教。
At our church, we encourage very much for entire families to go out on mission trips together.
这次是我们广东组的要一起出去。
This time it's our Cantonese cell group that will be going on the mission.
你们可以 face that way. Yeah. 好吧，弟兄姐妹，我们就一起来举起我们的手。
So let's raise our hands in prayer.
他们下个礼拜就要出去，我们要来祷告。
They will be going out next week.
在这个旅程的当中，在这个旅程的当中。
So in this trip,
是全家人一起来经历神。
It'll be an opportunity for the entire family to experience God, to serve together.
不但要建立家庭的关系，
they not only will be able to build their family ties,
更要看见圣灵大能的工作在他们的当中。
But they'll also be able to see the works of the Holy Spirit among them. So let's pray.
亲爱的阿爸天父，
Dear Heavenly Father,
我们感谢赞美你。
We thank you.
主啊，你的圣灵与他们同在。
Your Holy Spirit be with them.
与他们同去。
Go along with them.
与他们一起同工。
Work with them.
让他们在短宣的当中，
to allow them while on this
trip, 全家一起来经历你，
to be able to experience
you as an entire family. 在一起祷告的时候，
as they pray together,
你就向他们显明你自己的旨意，
appear to them,
让神迹奇事可以跟随着他们，
so that miracles may follow them.
谢谢耶稣，
thank you Jesus,
保守他们，
protect them,
全家的平安，
their peace and their safety.
我们也祷告，
Lord, we also pray,
不仅仅是他们去。
Not just for them to go,
是我们全教会的祷告与他们一起同去。
But that the prayers of all of us will go with them.
谢谢主，我们赞美你。
Thank you, Lord. We praise you.
奉耶稣基督的名祷告。
In Jesus' name we pray.
Amen. Amen. Amen.
哇，我是很羡慕你们教会，你们都已经在做。
I really envy your church because you're doing all of these things already.
另外，我们要培养宣教的新时代。
Next, we also need to raise up a new generation for missions.
撒母耳记上说到，我祈求我要得这孩子，耶和华已将我向他所求的赐给我，所以我将这孩子献给耶和华，使他终身归给耶和华。
In Samuel, it says, For this child I prayed, and the Lord has granted me my petition that I made to him. Therefore, I have lent him to the Lord. As long as he lives, he is lent to the Lord.
父们，你愿意把你的孩子献给耶和华吗？
So parents out there, are you willing to give your child to the Lord?
很多时候我们把孩子留着献给了世界。
Many times we actually give our kids to the world instead.
啊，你一定要给我当医生。
Oh, you must be a doctor when you grow up.
当不成医生，当律师。
If you can't be a doctor, be a lawyer.
当不成律师，当工程师。
If you can't be a lawyer, engineer.
当不行，再做会计师。
Not engineer, okay, accountant.
从来不行的，去当牧师。
If you can't do anything else, be a pastor.
是不是这样呢？
Is that right?
还是你把最好的献给神呢？
Or do you give the Lord your best?
上帝只有一个儿子，他派他成为一名宣教士啊。
God had only one son, and he made him a missionary.
如果今天你的孩子要奉献给神做宣教士，父母，你愿意吗？
If today your son or daughter wants to become a missionary, are you willing to let them do it?
有一次，一个教会的英文牧师跟我说，他们的教会的宣教同工不让他带他们教会的年轻人去参加宣教大会。
One time a pastor told me that in their church, their mission events, they're not allowed to bring young folks, they're not allowed to bring children there.
那 Abana 那很大型的大会，他因为呢，这他父母宣教同工怕他自己的孩子会变成宣教士。
And the reason is because that they're afraid that their kids will want to become missionaries after that.
所以父母们，如果神呼召让你的孩子做宣教士，你愿意吗？
So parents, if the Lord calls your children to become missionaries, are you willing to let them go?
还是我奉献就好，让别人家的孩子去。
Or you say, just let somebody else's kids do it.
台语说把人的囡仔洗白掉，你懂吗？好像别人家的儿子可以可以，我家的不行。
It's almost like other kids, other families' kids can do it, but not my kids, not my family.
有一次，我以前我还没在做牧师的时候呢，就有一个我们教会的姐妹呢，我们一起坐公车。就会一起到曼哈顿去上班。
One time before I was a pastor, there was a sister that was in our church, and we would take the bus together to go to Manhattan.
有时候我们见面遇到就会聊一聊嘛哈。
So when we see each other, we would always chat.
哦，有一天她见到我说：“真，那是我真弟兄啊，惨了惨了。
”One time when she saw me, she said, "Oh my God, you wouldn't believe."
我说怎么回事啊
？I said, "What happened?"
她说：“我的女儿要嫁给牧师了。”
She said, "My daughter is going to marry a pastor."
我说这怎么会惨了呢
？I said, "Why is that a bad thing?"
哦，因为他苦心积虑，就是要把他的女儿塑造成主播 anchor.
Because everything that she had been doing was to try to make her daughter into a news anchor.
但是他的女儿为了嫁给牧师，就决定要去念护士，然后可以跟他的先生一起去宣教。
But in order to marry this pastor, her daughter decided to become a nurse so that she could go on missions with her husband.
所以很多时候，其实父母们，当神呼召你的孩子做宣教士服事的时候，你愿意吗？
So again, to all the parents, if the Lord calls your kids to become missionaries, are you willing to let them go?
感谢主，我老三呢，现在在埃及宣教，他是只有两年了哈，他现在在埃及服事。
My third daughter is actually in Egypt right now on a mission.
那她这个是透过她的建筑的专业来服侍的。
She's an architect, and this mission utilizes her architectural skills.
我原来没想到，我们以为说服侍就是实战，就是宣教士，就是直接传福音的。但是也有这样的宣教士呢，他们就是要也是要放下所有的工作要去筹款，但是是用他们的专业呢来为这些宣教的工厂盖房子、盖学校、盖医院。
We might think that missions is just going out there and telling people about the gospel, but actually, in many cases, you can use your profession and go on missions as well. For instance, helping them build schools, build houses.
当她决定这样做的时候，我实在也很受安慰。
When she made this decision to go, I was very comforted.
因为她同时间也找到一个很好的新的工作，可是她放下了。
Because at the same time, she actually found a new job that was very, very good, but she decided to let that job go.
所以那个Wayne Chen就说呢，如果一个基督徒所重视的东西和这个世界一样，对金钱、生命、事业、家庭、梦想的追求与基督徒没有什么不同，那么这个世界有什么理由停下来听听我们所说的新生命？
So Pastor Wayne Chen continues and says, if a Christian values the same things as the world, such as the pursuit of money, life, career, family, and dreams, then that would be no different from that of a non-Christian, then what reason does the world have to stop and listen when we talk about new life?
我们对下一代的期待与爱护造成今天现今华人在普世宣教上的缺席啊。
So our expectations and care for the next generation have resulted in that current absence of Chinese people in the global missionary work today.
所以今天神在这里向父母来呼召，全教会呼召，你愿意让你们的孩子成为神国的宣教士吗？
So God is calling out to all the parents in attendance today. Are you willing to allow your children to become missionaries?
你愿意吗？
Are you willing?
你有这样的祷告吗？
Is that one of your prayers?
其实很多时候，征战都是在我们的下一代。
Oftentimes, the spiritual battles happen in our next generation. The world does everything it can to swipe our children away from us. A lot of times we spend all of our energy rearing up our kids to become great people of the world, the elite of the world.
求神帮助我们，让他让我们的孩子成为神国的精兵。Amen.
Lord, help us to allow our kids to become elites of the kingdom of God.
所以今年我们创造者施工的在家教育大会的主题就是成为变革推动者。
So main theme of our missionary, of our mission, of our ministry is to become a change agent.
不单单只是说传统的新教士，我们要把我们的孩子进入。装备他们进入各个领域，成为神国的宣教士。
Not just to develop them into a traditional missionary, but to develop them so that they can excel in all areas of profession.
当我们的孩子知道他要学艺术，他要学工程，他要学各样的学习是也是为神来服侍的时候，那个学习就不一样了。
When our kids realize that when they learn about art, when they learn about engineering, all of that is feeds into mission work, then that learning becomes different.
这就是我们所缺失的。所以这些领域我们以为跟我们的服事没有关系，大有关系。
That's what's missing for us today. We often think that these professions have nothing to do with our service in church.
我要在这里希望你们愿意，我就将来有一天，洛杉矶的市长，加州的州长会从真道灵粮堂出来吗？
Are you willing to believe that one day the mayor of LA is going to come out from BLCC Church?
那你就好好现在开始去培养他们。
Then you must start developing them today.
不然的话，我们有什么好抱怨的呢？
But if not, then what can we complain about?
最后，我们要建立一个我和我家的社群。
Finally, we must establish a community of me and my house.
因为一个人单打独斗，或是一个家庭单打独斗不容易。
Because acting alone is not going to be easy.
可是一群人一起做就不一样了。
But if we can act together, that'll be different.
你知道大雁为什么要呈这样的 V 字形来飞呢？
Does anybody know why geese fly in this V formation?
因为可以省很多的力量。
Because it saves a lot of energy.
可以省 70% 啊。
It actually saves 70% of their energy.
所以为什么合一那么重要？
So why is togetherness so important? Especially a togetherness of different generations. So God is calling us to establish a new wave today. Not just a single family. You and your family. You and your family. Him and his family. When every single family becomes that agent of God, then that's when that new wave is established.
我已经看到一些浪潮都开始了。
I've already seen the start of a new wave.
我深深相信神已经在你们开始来工作了。
I believe that God is already working among you.
当每一个家都有这样的宣告说，至于我和我家必定侍奉耶和华的时候，这个教会就不一样了。
When every family makes the same declaration that as for me and my family, we will serve the Lord, then this church will become different. Because you know that every single family here is in service of the Lord. So God is calling out to us today. Are you willing to respond to Him? Who can I send? Who will go for us?
以赛亚说：“我在这里。”请差遣我。
Isaiah said, "Here I am, send me."
今天神也在向我们呼召。
God is also calling to us today.
就像耶稣啊，当年说，你们可以做一个选择。
Just like when Joshua said, "You guys can do what you want."
你还是可以回去敬拜其他的神。
You can go back to worshiping other gods.
但是
，But
至于我和我家
，As for me and my family,
我们。必定侍奉耶和华。
We will serve the Lord.
当每一个家庭有这样的宣告的时候
，When every family declares the same,
敌人就要退去了。
The enemy will retreat.
我们的家庭就要被坚固了。
Our families will be strengthened.
我们的教会就要被建立了。
Our church will be built up.
我们的城市就会被改变了。
Our city will be transformed.
今天神的呼召临到我们面前的时候，
When God's calling falls upon us today,
我们愿意来回应他。
Are we willing to respond?
好，我们在敬拜团在带领我们唱诗歌的时候。
So before, as the worship team leads us in worship,
我如果你的家你有这样的感动的。
If you and your family have that conviction,
你有这样的宣告，我和我家要侍奉耶和华的。
If this is your prayer, your declaration that me and my family we will serve the Lord.
我鼓励当诗歌在唱的时候，父亲的带着你的全家到他前面来。
I encourage families, fathers, to bring your families to the front here.
如果你还单身，还是可以，你就是你家，你也可以到台前来。
If you're single.That works for you too because you are your family, so you can come to the front.
我们向神来回应，我和我家必定侍奉耶和华。
Let us all respond to the Lord. As for me and my family, we will serve the Lord.